Okay, we're going to continue with today's MAC Football Coaches Media Conference call. We're pleased to have Bowling Green head coach Scott Loeffler. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. Obviously, a tough Saturday afternoon with the loss at Kent State, and after getting back to your office and having a chance to look at the film, talk about the performance by your Falcons.
Well, in all three phases, we were out-competed, out-played, and we have a lot of work to do in all three phases. My hat's off to Kent State. I thought they had a good plan. I thought they played well, and we just didn't we didn't do our job in all three phases, and we lost the football game.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Loeffler and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Let's go to our first question for Coach Loeffler.
Your first question is from Nick Petrowitz with the Toledo Blade.
Hey, Scott, good morning.
Hey, Nick, good morning.
Hey, when you got a chance to look at the tape, going into the bye week, how much do you guys have to go back to fundamental, you know, training camp-type practices as you get some free time here?
Well, we've been doing that throughout the year. You know, we're a work in progress right now, and we've been working on fundamentals, and really we still have some aspects of training camp still occurring in our practices, and that will continue. And as we grow and improve, those in-season practices will slightly change, but we're always going to work on our fundamentals, and we're always going to have some semblance of what a training camp practice looks like during the season.
And as you mentioned, after Saturday, a lot of things have been difficult in these past couple of weeks. However, you still have two-thirds of your season left, and you play some really quality opponents here in the next month. So what has to happen in that time period for you guys to start playing more competitive football?
Well, we got to improve in every aspect. We took a step ahead, or step in the right direction defensively versus La Tech, and then took three or four steps backwards against Kent. We didn't tackle very well. We had gap integrity problems. And offensively, we're still we're not running the ball efficiently on first and second down. We go back and we watch the tape, and again, it's the missed opportunity bandwagon that we've been on. We have easily 11 missed opportunities for probably close to 375 yards of offense that was just left on the field. So it's a combination of a lot of things, Nick. We need to get fundamentally better. We need to execute better, and we need to start taking steps in the right directions. Are we going to take milestone steps right now? No, but we'll be able to take. We want to take small steps to get us in the right direction, so we could be more competitive.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Nick.
Scott, against Kent State, obviously, you know, coming out in halftime and the third quarter, you know, the game kind of got out of hand. What was the challenge in the third quarter with your Falcons?
First off, before the third quarter even occurred, you know, when you watched the game tape, they jumped out on a 21-7 lead. We missed a wide-open missed opportunity, and then continued the drive and throw a pass in the weak side flat for a gain of 7 yards on third and six, and it hits the receiver in the face and pops up, and we have an interception. And so we had the ability to tie the football game up prior to half, and then in the third quarter it just got out of hand. We needed to establish that momentum and get back in the football game in that first half, and we didn't. And then you know, they scored, and it just got out of hand.
With the bye week, what are some things you do want to accomplish this week?
Well, we want to get fundamentally better. You know, we want to continue to teach our players how to practice during the week. I've been on the mantra of, you know, how you perform during practice is exactly what you're going to get on Saturday. We made steps during the Kent State week. We had a great Tuesday practice, but our Wednesday was not of championship standards whatsoever. And whenever you're inconsistent in practice, it's hard to be consistent during the game. So we need to continue teaching our team how you prepare during game week, how you need to make every single play during practice, which will translate over to Saturday.
Darius Wade in the contest, 18 to 25 passing for 161 yards. So the completion percentage was at a good range, but obviously the two picks are concerning. Talk about his play so far.
Well, he played better than what he has previously. The two interceptions were not necessarily his individual fault. Normally, the interceptions do fall on the quarterback, but it was the first interception. Like I said, we threw a sprint pass versus man coverage and hit a receiver in the face for a first down, and it bounced off his face mask and went to the other team. And then the second interception, they run a fire zone. We mismanaged the protection right whenever he gets he's passing the ball, he gets hit. And then we have a wide receiver that was not competitive to go up to get the football, or at least knock the football away from the defender. And those were the results of the two interceptions. Just like I said, we're still plagued with, you know, we had a high percentage passing, but like I said, we easily left 200 yards to 250 yards in the throw game alone on the field with missed opportunities. And that's just not pointing fingers at the quarterback. There's a lot of reasons for those problems right now.
Well, Scott, we realize you're out recruiting. We want to say thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to your bye week, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much for Scott Loeffler and his Bowling Green Falcons coming off the 62-20 loss at Kent State. They will have the bye week this week and the next on the field on Saturday, October 5th, with a road game at Notre Dame.